All right, welcome back. Final segment of tonight's show. You're listening to Who's Talking, by the way, and we're going to go to Darren right now for a bridged Olympic report.
All right, Jim, thanks. The number 21 Virginia men's
soccer team scored a huge, as we mentioned earlier, 1-0 victory over number 2 Notre Dame Friday night in front of a season-high record crowd of 3,716 at Klöckner Stadium. Great game for the men on the pitch. And on the women's side, penalty kick proved to be the difference on Saturday night as the number 5 Wahoo team fell to the number 4 Duke team by a score of 1-0. The Lady Hoos will host NC State Thursday and the Eagles of Boston College coming up on Saturday. The field hockey team also were playing a number 2 team this past weekend and recorded the victory. And finally, the number 17 men's golf team picked up a second win in the 3 tournaments this fall by running away with the intercollegiate championship. The Hoos set a tournament scoring record in the 19th year of the event, winning with a score of 35 under, besting the runner-up Missouri by 13 strokes. And that is your Olympic report, Frank.
All right, so we're going to go to Dr. Call real quick because his daughter competed this past week, and this was one of the big national
pre-nats.
Events.
It was pre-nats at Terre Haute, Indiana. And the team didn't go, perform as well as they'd like to. I think they're still working their way to peak later in the year. And but Emma did pretty well. She's now 5th on the team, so she's scoring, and that's exciting.
So I'd never got the impression back in high school that you did a lot of running, except when the coaches blew the whistles and said, we're doing sprints. So where does this child get this distance speed?
Oh, it's got to be from her mother, I'm sure.
All right, let's talk about some ACC games. All right, looking back last weekend real quick, Clemson survived, and NC State blew a huge opportunity when the field goal kicker
that's tough.
Pushed the ball wide right with in the final minute of the regulation. And they,
Clemson is clearly a good football team, but I'm not sure they're a national title contender this year.
But you know what? They keep winning, Hubba.
That's true.
Don't forget that.
They're still in the mix.
All right, Louisville on Friday night, a weird Friday night game. I'm not in favor of Friday night college football. The Cardinals defeated Duke in a ugly game that was marred by a lot of rain and some terrible officiating. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, you're on the Zebras again?
Oh, they were terrible. Terrible, as they say. Let's see here. Georgia Tech edged Georgia Southern by 11 points at home. Florida State escaped an embarrassing game, and Wake Forest obviously is better. They won 17-6 in Tallahassee. Carolina beat Miami. And that's, in Coral Gables, and that's a shocker because Miami has lost 2 games in a row at home to Florida State and Carolina, and those were games actually where Miami was favored. And then, of course, the real shocker was that the Virginia Tech Hokies lost in the Carrier Dome to the seemingly toothless Syracuse Orangemen, but somehow they lost 31-17.
Goes back to the old coaching lingo, respect all, fear none, so you got to be ready to play regardless of who you're playing, especially on the road. It's never easy.
All right, this week, Miami Hurricanes travel to play the Hokies in Blacksburg, Thursday night, 7 o'clock game, ESPN. And
let's give Dr. Bobby Call a chance to pick that one. What do you think, Bobby?
Oh, I think the Hokies just may come through on this one.
Yep, I think the timing is perfect.
All coming right. back after a tough loss playing at home, Hokies are good on Thursday night.
All right, looking at NC State is at Louisville on Saturday at noon. I think NC State's going to be downtrodden and bummed, and psychoanalysts can't help them. I see Louisville winning that game.
That's a tough game for them coming back off a loss like they had to play on the road against a really good team.
Ditto.
All right, Syracuse is at BC. Who cares? North Carolina at UVA, 3 o'clock game on Saturday. I predicted in the newsletter a shootout. I want to say this game is going to be in the 30s, and I'm predicting that Virginia finds a way to win by maybe a field goal.
Yeah, I'll go with that. I think you're right. It's got to be a high-scoring game and higher for us.
And, the game is going to – the temperature of the game is going to be in the 60s.
Should be another nice day for football.
It should be an excellent day for football, and these two quarterbacks will be chomping their bits and – hopefully, Virginia finds a big win here because The fans want it, the fans need it, and the school needs it.
All right. I hope we get better officiating, too. And, you know, when you're not a winning team, the officiating always seems to go against you.
Yeah. Well, you know, I always used to say ACC officials only have eyes for blue, but, you know, that's another issue. But what are the keys to the game on Saturday? What does Virginia have to do to win?
First off, they've got to have good punt coverage and good directional punting by Conte, and he has demonstrated this year that he will win the he should be ACC
punter of
the year.
He's had a good year.
This past Saturday, he averaged 45 yards a punt. Let me tell you something. That's punting the hell out of the football. All right. The other thing is on kickoffs, Virginia's going to have to go with squibs until Dylan Sims gets healthy. If they kick the ball deep, the Tar Heels have kick return specialists that can take it to the house. I expect big changes on kickoffs. Other than that, this is just a game where maybe Virginia uses zone more, I think, to keep the Carolina deep threat under control. And Virginia has got on offense, they've got to keep running the ball enough to keep the defensive line and linebackers honest.
A little balance there.
At least running a draw, a screen pass, and then coming up with good plays on defense.
I agree.
And against Pitt, we didn't seem to have much pressure on the quarterback this past week.
It wasn't
so
there.
You're going to have to put a little pressure on the Carolina quarterback.
Going to have to blitz. If you can't get to the quarterback, they'll pick us apart.
Well, right. They got to get Jordan Mack and Micah Kaiser blitzing into the backfield from outside linebacker initially, and maybe also on the inside. Kaiser did not get his name called as much, which tells me that the guards – for Pittsburgh were terrific because they kept him.
Well, you know, Pitt's quarterback, Peterman, was not that accurate. And you pointed that out. But the Carolina quarterback, I forget his name, Tannehill or something like that. But
Trubisky.
Yeah, but I think he's a more accurate passer. So if we don't put pressure on him.
Although he was terrible against Virginia Tech.
Well, he doesn't like rain. But it's not going to rain Saturday, I don't think, so we can't count on rain.
All right, we got a minute to go, Hobbo. What's the score of the game going to be from your perspective?
Let's hope it's 35-31 Virginia, because I'm still not confident we can kick field goals, so we're going to have to score touchdowns.
It's going to have to be in the 40s.
Oh, you think 40s, huh?
Yeah.
You call it. I predicted a score of 35-31 in the newsletter. I'm going to stick with that. Darren, your prediction.
Before knowing you and Jim had picked 35-31 each, I put down 34-31 Hoos.
Okay.
And this is the we've played them 100 and some times, haven't we, or something
like that? Oldest rivalry in the South. 120
times or something.
We've played them a lot.
All right, so next week's show, we have Sean Moore, hopefully soccer coach George Gelnavach, and Dr. Gordy Rawls. It's going to be a great show. And go Wahoos, beat the Heels. All right,
thanks.
10 seconds.
Thank you all for listening. And again, go Hoos.
Go Hoos.
Thanks, guys. Enjoyed it.
Go Hoos.